This is the sound inside a chicken house with 30,000 birds ready for processing. It actually doesn't smell that bad because every so often one of about 20 giant fans switches on, drying out manure. Outside, there are clusters of 6 to 8 of the 600-foot-long, state-of-the-art barn-red buildings. Each takes up nearly an acre. But it's what you can't see that worries some neighbors, like Sue Mastel of Citizens for a Better Eastern Shore. She wants more oversight from Virginia's Department of Environmental Quality.
As far as actually measuring water quality issues and air quality issues, DEQ, with the permits that these poultry operations currently have, assumes that there is no pollution. Therefore, there's nothing to measure.
It's a complaint echoed by Delaware residents who live near CAFOs, concentrated animal feeding operations, as the industry expands on Delmarva. Virginia's Eastern Shore produces about 150,000 tons of poultry manure each year. Delaware estimates Newcastle, Kent, and Sussex counties produce about 319,000 tons a year. That's about 15,600 dump truck loads. Chris Brosh, who heads Delaware's nutrient management program, says the industry isn't producing as much as it did in the late 1990s.
We understand that some of our poultry house construction is largely replacement of old houses. And there will be, in the near future, but not today, an increase in poultry production in our state.
Back in 2010, the EPA found 3 Virginia Eastern Shore poultry farmers violating the Federal Clean Water Act. Now, Virginia is proposing a new permit to require more boots-on-the-ground monitoring for some farms. It includes some quarterly inspections and stormwater discharge sampling. Mastel and others who attended a recent public hearing on the draft permit complain the sampling uses no science and doesn't go far enough.
The measurement is for the operator, the farmer, to get a glass of water, look at it, smell it, send in a report, and that's it.
Brosh says new poultry houses have stormwater controls to prevent runoff. Most of the manure is used for crops on local farm fields. Brosh, who used to work for the EPA's Chesapeake Bay program, says Delaware has a rigorous manure testing requirement in place.
Our lab analyzes over 1,000 samples a year. So we have a very close accounting of the average nitrogen and phosphorus content, among other chemical analyses, of those manures that come into our shop.
Ask any commercial farmer and they'll tell you about their piles of paperwork to comply with federal and state regulations and tens of thousands of dollars in stormwater management. Several took offense at the hearing, including Mark McCready, a lifelong poultry farmer.
I have to send manure samples off to the University of North Carolina State every year. I've just went through a DEQ full audit. They came to the farm. They inspected everything. They inspected the grounds, the manure shed, make sure the manure was stored, and all of my documentation. I have all of my documentation from 5 years ago. Where the manure went, how it went, how much, all of it.
Residents are also concerned about ammonia sucked out by the giant fans. McCready says that's a misconception.
Ammonia levels, when I was a little boy, would knock you down if you went in a chicken house. Now, if you've got 15 parts per million, poultry welfare law state, you better be doing something. You're not doing something right.
Still, Virginia's Accomack and Northampton counties have already tightened zoning regulations, limiting the number of houses per acre and requiring larger setbacks. Last month, the tiny town of Painter approved zoning regulations stricter than Accomack County, basically squeezing out any plan for industrial-sized poultry houses. In Delaware, Sussex County is considering tightening its zoning regulations and, meantime, is close to closing a deal on a chicken litter recycling operation. Virginia's lucrative aquaculture industry is also paying close attention. Dick Snyder is a scientist who works at the Virginia Institute of Marine Science Eastern Shore Lab. He's part of the Delmarva Land and Litter Challenge, a multi-state task force of environmental, academic, governmental, and agricultural communities determining limits to spreading poultry manure for fertilizer on the peninsula.
Sitting here at the birthplace of the clam industry, I owe it to aquaculture to make sure that chicken houses are not going to adversely affect aquaculture on the eastern shore of Virginia.
The task force plans to release its findings later this year. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Pamela D'Angelo on the Eastern Shore.